everybody, this is Dr. Churi.
Hello, what's up? It's Trania.
Well, you know what? We are like 8 minutes late. And that tells you that Mercury, the planet of communication, who regulates the airwave communication, radio transportation, is still retrograde. And for some reason, we are now actually Pacific time. So the confusion is taken care of. I'm so sorry, everybody. We should have been on the air a few minutes earlier, but that's what it is. Also, as mentioned, if you read my Cosmic Code newsletter today, I mentioned that the first hour, we pay for it. We give our services to you for free, but there is no mini readings. If you want to have a mini reading, you have to go to drchurri.com, and on the top, you have a little button that says radio, and you put your cursor on that little button, and it says donation. And then from there, you can order your own mini reading. I think is anything from $10 to $50 for an extra hour. And the first hour is always to talk about the current news, and tonight, of course, is going to be about Pope Francis. Chart that I'm going to do and divulge. So if you want to call, it has to be after, when I said it's okay, you can call now. But not many readings. Again, we are giving you quite a lot. So you've got to show that you support us. Nothing is free, literally. And I've been giving so much for free since 1991. So if you really want me to do mini reading and help you and talk about your dragon, talk about what's ahead of you, you could do that for, a fraction of the price. Of course, there's a big difference between a mini reading of anything from $10 to $25 compared to a $350 or $700 VIP reading. You understand that. So my limitation I already set. But always interesting. I can always reach you. There is no mystery around it. So the first thing we're going to talk about is, of course, about the new Pope. The new Pope, 1,772 years since a non-European Pope was elected. Top of that is the first Jesuit Pope since the 8th century. So you're talking about something extraordinary which is taking place, but as you know, there are no accidents, only cosmic circumstances. That science, 99.09% of the people walking this earth, including the new elected Pope, do not know because they do not possess cosmic consciousness. In fact, the fact of the matter is the very people that are supposed to be the representative of God on earth are the less knowledgeable of the Creator and His celestial design and how He talks to His children. This is why, again, in the Bible it is said, I'll talk to you. You won't hear me. I'll present myself to you. You won't see me. So one has to raise his cosmic consciousness to understand the face and the truth of God. So what's going on now is nothing else than a terrific switch imposed by the last breath of the age of Pisces. And we all know, of course, that this Pope is supposed to be the last Pope ever. Well, guess what? It certainly is. Now, let me kind of bring you up to date a little bit, because there is so many people that are listening to this show tonight. Many of you never heard of Dr. Churi. First of all, I'm not a psychic, okay? I use the software that allows me to uncover the UCI of the Pope. The UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity. And there is absolutely no lying whatsoever when you own cosmic consciousness. Why? Because the stars don't lie. So, this being said, before me getting into the detail of the new Pope, let me mention again for the new listeners that the age of Pisces, that has been literally plaguing this world since 2,000 years ago is on its way out. And the New Age, which represents the new face of God, the new cosmic figure of the Creator, a new understanding of humanity, perception of the Creator is taking place through people like me, through people that are gifted, through all these New Age leaders out there. And I'm one of those who own, probably the only one, and I'm not exaggerating, who own real cosmic consciousness. All right, so this is where I don't want to offend people, but you need to realize that I challenge any one of you to actually find in any man-made religious book any whatsoever values or prediction that's going to help you to lead a safer, more productive life, like my book Moon Power does. For those who know me, again, there are no explanations necessary. To those who don't, none will ever suffice. Never. What I'm trying to tell you here is this current dragon, since August 12, 2012, is actually forcing everything that is hidden to come to the light. And sad enough, he's aiming for the children. So if you read my Cosmic Code newsletter, you know that the children are a prime target of this Scorpius Draconis dragon. And this means, of course, that Adam Lanza took away 20 kids. Then another crazy lunatic somewhere in China took another 22 kids. And you can see the list going on and on and on with this dragon aiming for the children, okay? And at the same time, aiming for a full restructure of the secret services and so forth. I don't want to repeat myself and sound redundant to many of you out there, but again, as I said, there are so many newcomers to the Cosmic Code who never heard about Dr. Cherry, so I need to give you some background. And again, because I'm confident, because I am fast, because I'm sure of myself, doesn't mean I'm on an ego trip. I'm just responding to my own UCI, which means a dragon set in Aries, a hidden dragon in Gemini, and then when you mix air and fire, what you have is the intellectual potential, my versatility, my cosmic consciousness, and Dr. Cherry born to be a leader of the mind. But again, that makes sense to my students who have cosmic consciousness. So if you don't have cosmic consciousness, do not judge me because of my presentation, my assurance, and the way I sound, okay? Because you'd be missing the boat and all the goodies and all the gifts that I own that I want to pass on to you. All right, so now let's go back to this Pisces age. It takes 2,000 years for a planet, in this case, Neptune, the Lord of the Seas, the Lord of Deception, the Lord of Illusion. Pisces, Neptune rules Pisces. This sign is swimming upstream towards the face and the tools of God. That's the cosmic reality. That's when the soul owns his own salvation. Then you have the fish who swims downstream. Again, if you read my newsletters, there is a hell of a lot of priests, a lot of gurus, a lot of ministers, a lot of drunks, a lot of people that are swimming downstream into the confinement, church, a synagogue, asylum, depression, illusion, chemicals, smoking, pot, alcohol, which makes the sign very, very addictive in his own self until he drowns into the quicksand of Neptune, where dementia and suicide becomes the ultimate end to stop the nightmare. That's the fish swimming downstream. Now, the fish swimming upstream is very different. That's Einstein, Michelangelo, George Washington, Dr. Cherry. These are the fishes who have understood the face and the tools of God and investigate the universal mind in a practical way. Okay? So that is the legacy of 2,000 years. 2,000 years that have given birth to the Vatican. The smallest and the most powerful, the most wealthier corporation of all times, where you have about 800 Illuminati confined in one specific area that control the psyche and have hijacked the spirit of humanity last 2,000 years. Now, this does not take away the values of God. I believe in God. And, of course, Jesus, our Savior. This does not take anything away from me being a believer of God and Jesus, His Son. What I don't believe is the initial ministry of Jesus was changed, manipulated, turned around to fit the Illuminati so that they could build the Vatican. They could control the thought. They could control the people, misusing, abusing the instinct of conservation, teaching you and poisoning you at a very early age by fearing God or ending up in hell if you don't fear God. No. The new God that is coming to this world consciousness is a very, very different energy. It's all about love. It's all about understanding. It's all about supreme power. And it's all about you finally understanding what the Bible says. You have been made in the image of God. This means you like it or not, you know it or not, you have the same power. You inherited the same power than God Himself. Okay? And that's why the future is nothing else than a reincarnation of the thought. It's quite a lot of work for you to do to own your salvation. But at least we are starting. Now, this age of Pisces is rapidly, rapidly dying. Been around for 2,000 years and has created 875 different denominations and millions of cults. All right, so Neptune is extraordinarily powerful. Okay, it is a planet which regulates, as I said, poisoning of the body, the mind, and the soul. A planet that rules the Middle East, that rules oil. And that's where all the religions were born. The deadliest religions were born in the Middle East. The youngest religions were born in the Middle East. Not to forget, the Middle East is the greatest producer of oil that poisoned the physical part of the human experience, while the spirit is being poisoned by the Illuminati controlling the information and turning people into zombie and religious lunatics. All right, so that is an understanding of what Neptune, negative aspect of Neptune is all about. But the positive aspect of Neptune produces the best writers, the best dancers, the best musicians, the best singers, the best actors of all time. So, you know, you cannot have only one side of a coin, up and down, black and white, front to back, God, devil, yin and yang, positive, negative, male, female. You need to understand that each one of these planets has its power. But you will not be able to control the planet if you don't have cosmic consciousness. In fact, you're going to become nothing more than a robot acting out neurotically your stars. This is why it's so very important to build enough cosmic consciousness. So instead of suffering the negative manifestation of all the planets that make you, because you are a child of the universe, that's where you came from, the stars, you actually control those stars. Now remember again, this is not modern astrology. This is Nostradamus' 16th century modern astrology, divine astrology that I'm practicing, okay? That's why I designed a software that allows me to do the right thing in terms of pointing out where all your stars are and reading your UCI accurately. Okay, now, we're going to go and talk a little bit about this Pope. I have to base all this reading upon the date of birth that was given to me and confirmed, which happens to be December 17, 1936. Again, as you know, Nostradamus, 500 years ago, didn't have a watch or a computer, so I don't care about time. Digging into time is pretty much missing the entire forest looking at a tree. And it's good for astronomers who have a long, long time ago, like scientists, forgotten the spirit and lost the spirit along the way. Now, this Pope was born in December, like Nostradamus. And any time you're born in December and you have the sun in Sagittarius, you have the essence of the ninth house blessing you. The ninth house deals with teaching, publishing, the codification of thought, books, university, colleges, schools. Anytime you have Sagittarius, and you need to understand that this sign is ruled by the biggest planet of all, Jupiter, the lord of luck, the lord of protection in Greek mythology. Jupiter, gravitational forces are so powerful that he is able to attract any debris from outer space, as experienced with the Shoemaker comet, and this is why there is no chance for any big comet to come here and destroy this world. Jupiter will make sure it goes on his big back first. So you're talking about Jupiter, you're talking about Sagittarius. Sagittarius rules Latino people. Sagittarius rules foreigners and foreigners. And this Pope, Pope Francis, was born not only with the sun in Sagittarius, the teacher, the philosopher, the eternal student, but he was born with the head of the dragon right in Sagittarius. So, again, a magnet will not attract a piece of wood. When you have so much codification of thought, so much philosophy, so much Sagittarius on your dragon's head, anything and everything that remotely vibrates Latino, foreign ground, anything that relates to the conquistador, anything that relates to Spain and Portugal, anything that relates to Venezuela, Argentina, you have that dragon's head in the sun sign, which is set to try to maintain the Church Inc. and is, I hate to say it, but the fact of the matter is the Church Inc. is a big masquerade who built their power. It's an entity that is created in its own entity and its own corporation. But what people do not know is once upon the time, the Pope used to live in the palace of the Pope in the south of France, in Avignon. And, the French king didn't really like that the Pope was having so much power. So he told him, hey, why don't you go and do your business somewhere else? Of course, during those days, you had no airplane, you only had donkeys, and you had no cars. So he went to do his business next door, which was around 100 miles or so away, not even 100 miles, and that's in Italy. So understand that Italy has given the world, the Mafia and the Vatican, and is the greatest country in the world, which is containing 800 top religious Illuminati that have hijacked the human spirit, and the impact is all over the world. As I said, with the head of the dragon in Sagittarius and the sun in Sagittarius, Pope Francis' mission in life is to aim for the codification of thought. This dragon is lesson, his soul's purpose, is to travel. He's extraordinarily lucky on foreign ground, and that's why he was elected and rules foreign ground in foreign countries. But let's look at his dragon's tail. Ha ha. That's where we're going to have some fun. Since forever, Pope Francis have had a huge, huge problems, because this is the chart of 150% gay. You heard me. This is the chart of supreme confusion. The tail of the dragon in Gemini means the soul is so split. The male and the female are pulling so hard that it confuses the stellium that he was born with. The stellium is a few planets in the traditional religious writer's Capricorn. Jupiter is in the sign of Capricorn. Jupiter was teaching and publishing. Capricorn is extraordinarily, extraordinarily traditional. Mercury is in Capricorn. Mercury is a 10 degree 19 second into the sign of Capricorn, which means Mercury rules the thinking process of Pope Francis. And of course, Capricorn is the most geared, the most dedicated sign to get to the top of the mountain. And there's nothing with a Mercury in Capricorn which is not pliant. So living, cooking, that's very normal, because the moon is also in Capricorn. His moon is at 29 degree 37 in my work, of course, into the sign of Capricorn. And this is a very, very domestic position, a very lonely position. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is a winter sign. And winter sign means the soul usually succeeds in life towards midlife or the latter part of his life. So what is going on with Pope Francis? Pope Francis is a jewel. A dual means, like Dr. Chiri, I'm a dual, but all my planets are not into a feminine sign, so I'm straight, okay? And I understand gays very well. I do have friends that are gay, don't get me wrong. I'm not judgmental about anybody because I have cosmic consciousness, I understand everybody. But this Pope had a very serious conflict since being a child. The tale of the dragon in Gemini made him wonder, what is wrong with me? Why do I like guys? Why am I attracted to the male figure? What's wrong? And this Gemini dragon stem is, again, 150% signal of any what makes gay people gay or lesbians. That is what Gemini tail does. It's just the way it is. And it does conflict with the stellium in Capricorn, which is, as I said, extraordinarily traditional. So what he did study, and he moved towards his dragon's head and his soul's purpose in Sagittarius to learn and to teach and to become a walking book or a very righteous. So all the people that are religious lunatics have a lot of Capricorn, a lot of Libra, and a lot of Sagittarius in their chart. Again, it's nothing against these people. They're just, responding to their UCI. They're responding to their celestial identity, to their unique celestial identity. Of course, they have no clue, okay? And they perceive the world through the book. They cannot think outside of the book. The book said, and amen, and period. Now, the tale of the dragon in Gemini is very, very different than the hit. And that's what the upbringing was all about, a tremendous confusion about his own sexuality that led him to study. Let me give you a better example. I do have a lot of friends that are doctors, that are MDs, and many of these guys actually went into the medical field because they had a subconscious fear of death and disease. Most of the time, the career area is set by the fear principle. Of course, the experience, the education, the upbringing, your first teachers, everything plays the game. And knowing that the moon is in Capricorn, his first teachers were really strict, very rigid, so to the point to where his connection with either his mother and his father did not exactly either exist or were very productive. To make the situation more interesting, he was born with Venus, the goddess of love and beauty in the sign of Aquarius. And Aquarius is not traditional at all. So his emotional, his loving area is into the Aquarius. Pretty much like President Obama, who owns a dragon state in Aquarius and endorses and supports anything that is original, eccentric, the gays and the lesbian, which he calls his brothers and sisters. And that's okay. Again, it's very honorable. Venus in Aquarius is very, very independent, is eccentric, and the area of love is totally different than any other people around you. Okay. Now let's look at this Saturn. Saturn is the fear principle. Saturn is the most negative, tough, structural planet. Without Saturn, you will never have organization. You will never have a career. You will never own public standing. So Saturn is the hard work. Work, 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 work. Clean, 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 clean. Organize, organize, organize. All the dragon's tail of Hitler. Hitler was born with the tail of the dragon in Capricorn. I'll bite, I'll bite, I'll bite. And we set you free. All right. Now, Capricorn was also politics and the supreme drive, the structuring power of Capricorn. It happens to be at 16 degree 27 into the sign of Pisces. Now you wonder why Pope Francis aimed his career into the elusive, deceptive sign of Pisces by swimming downstream and becoming the top of the top Neptunian on the planet, deceiving millions, billions of people on a daily basis. And all of those people, sadly enough, have absolutely no clue what I'm talking about because they don't have cosmic consciousness.
Can I break in and say something?
You bet.
I wanted to say that there's always going to be a conspiracy of life surrounding all subjects. There's always going to be. But to me, the world is always in constant conspiracy against anyone who's brave. It's an age-old struggle. I don't think that this new pope is actually brave. I mean, he can be seen as many people in this world with high names and power are unwaveringly orthodox on matters of sexual morality, whether it be anything in the abortion or the same-sex marriage. I think, regardless of anything, that gay activism, let's not be naive here, gay activism is always been a part of the Illuminati, and all these types of people will always continue to reclaim their roles as spiritual leaders.
Okay, wonderful.
I mean, this guy is a former priest, a local archbishop.
Mm-hmm. So he was
a Jesuit. That's all about darkness, cruelty, and deception. I mean, it's eternal damnation for him.
Right, but mostly, you know, again, you come from the logical side, you come and coming from the articulatory of consciousness.
It's all a put on.
Right. Now, Satyam, let me go back to Satyam. Okay. Satyam is the fear principle. When you have Satyam in the sign of Pisces, okay, there is fear of the world of Pisces. What does Pisces rules? Fear of going to hell because, I have attraction to the same sex. So that is totally against what my mom and my dad taught me. I'm very, very confused. So I don't want to end up in hell. So I'm going to start to work into the world of Pisces. Now,
yeah,
a positive
exactly.
manifestation of Saturn in Pisces produces great skate dances. I mean, remember, Saturn is freezing. Saturn is cold. Saturn is January. Saturn is Capricorn. Saturn is winter. And Pisces is water. So ice skater that make international notoriety have Saturn in Pisces. Singers, people that work in the fishing industry and the crab industry where it's freezing cold in the middle of the ocean have Saturn in Pisces. So basically, the planet of structure and career has steered him, and because it is in the sign of Pisces, which is the home area, it shows that his first teachers was there to insert deep, deep fears. At a very early age, he had very, very deep fears to go to hell, so to speak. And he wanted to combat those fears and start to aim, start to swim downstream to the bottom pit. It's amazing how when you read the stars and understand the stars the way I do, that you realize how robots, how unconscious people truly are. And then, as I said in my newsletter, what about if tomorrow I'm going to behave like the Pope? I'm going to go on top of my house and I'm going to give you my blessings. I tell you what, all the people that read my newsletters every day will demand a little bit more than my blessings. So what do you think the Pope blessing are going to do to you if you're going to go not knowing where the moon is, not knowing your hidden dragon, not knowing where your planets are located?
But Louis, don't you think he's already signaling his devotion, as all the popes have, as many Sunday preachers do every Sunday, and many people who pretend to be, you know, so-called Christians and whatnot, they're signaling their devotion to this simple life. It's a social justice.
Okay.
Everyone be just plain and humble. It makes me sick.
Yeah, that's it. Don't,
well,
don't,
you know what? I'm sorry. It's the truth.
Okay, now let's move on to his 10th house of career. If you want to know someone's 10th house of career, what you do is count 10 from December, including December. So you're going to end up in the sign of Virgo. The 10th house of career of any Sagittarius is Virgo, which is the Virgin Mary, which is perfection, which is anything and everything to do with purity. The Virgin Mary, the sign of Virgo. And guess what? Pope Francis has in his 10th house of career, in the sign of Virgo, in mutual reception, he has the planet Neptune.
Uh-oh.
Neptune is right in his 10th house of career in the sign of Virgo.
There you go.
Again, you know, if you can read the signs, again, remember, God created the stars and the heavens for more than the sake of beauty. He gave them to us for interpretation so that we may lead a safer, more productive life. If you can read the signs, his mother could have brought me this child before he was born, like I did so many times. I could have told his mother, you have now here one of the, you got to be extraordinarily cautious because this child will be either a priest with a potential of being the Pope, because everything speaks so loudly to me, because I have the expertise. At 63 years old, I have had time to investigate the values of those planets and how they translate in every single houses. Now you're going to tell the Pope to think about the 12 apostles as the essence of the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 apostles, the 12 sins, the 12 jury, the 12 tribes of Israel, the year 2012.
He was a Christian scientist.
Again.
And he probably dibble-dabbed in other forms, other formulas or other forms of science. Who knows, you know?
The other Pope had the tail of the dragon in Capricorn, like Hitler. Okay, so when you give power to somebody who has the tail of the dragon in Capricorn, that would be, North Korea?
Kim Jong-un, yeah.
Yeah, I can't pronounce his name, Kim. He has the tail of the dragon in Capricorn, like Hitler and like the French president. Do you think those guys are working for the people?
Oh, of course not.
So, you know, when you elect a president that had a nasty set of stars, like the German did, well, the entire world can pay the price of their ignorance, cosmic ignorance, because I don't want you to be offended when I said you're ignorant. I don't mean ignorant. I always say, I am as smart as I am ridiculously moron when it comes to your expertise. Whomever is listening who may have an insecurity or inferiority complex. So just be aware, okay? I am not here to offend your intelligence. I am as stupid as you can be in my skill, in my expertise. So it's a give and take. So don't take anything that I'm saying personally, because that's what shows insecurity. Just listen. Listen carefully. Listen to that little voice inside. It'll tell you that Dr. Tree knows what the hell he's talking about. All right. So now, looking at his dragon's head and his sun sign in Sagittarius, Latino country, okay, Argentina, Spain, Portugal, including the Filipino, completely and entirely, completely religiously poisoned, that's the legacy of the conquistador. You know, people do not know that the Pope signed, the cetera bull of the Pope was signed, and the cetera bull of the Pope was to actually promote the good word of the Lord into the third world countries. But the Illuminati couldn't care less about the Indians, the Mayan, the Incas, and the Sumerian. They couldn't care less about these people. All they wanted is the gold, the artifact, and the real estate. This is why the smallest corporation in the world, built by man's folly, the Illuminati abusive master of manipulation, are controlling the world from the Vatican. Remember what the Vatican offered the world? The Mafia and the Vatican, same difference. And here I am, trying to bring some sense to people who are ready to own their salvation and start to ask questions. Now, let's look further. I can tell you right away that a lot of things that this Pope did that is buried will come to the light. The tail of the dragon is on the seventh house, which means people are not going to like his energy in public. In fact, this is the last person that should be public. He should have joined the monk somewhere in Asia and stuck himself in a cave. With the tail of the dragon in the seventh house, he hates the public. He's done things that he would rather keep it secret and nobody knows. But as you know, the Scorpius dragon is dragon, currently in charge of the world, is going to find something about this Pope that's going to come to the light. And I probably will have one of my VIP emailing me some information in the near future. Now let's move forward. What is the weakness of this Pope? His lungs. He has problems on his respiratory system. It is not a master in communication. The tail of the dragon is in the world of Gemini. Gemini rules talking, communication. I have the hidden dragon in Gemini. This is why I'm a shadow box. That's why I'm as fast as a Lamborghini mentally. Okay? That's why I'm writing faster than what you can read with two fingers. I never took a lesson in English or in typing. Because I have the head of the dragon in Gemini, which is the messengers of the gods. The people that works on radio, let's talk about my good friend George Norrie, are there. Some of the people that work around here in this city on KFYI, okay, have also a Gemini sun sign. Now, would it be Mike Broomhead on KFYI here? Would it be George Norrie, Art Bell, or any other Gemini that works in the radio? Who was there to taught these people they were messengers of the gods? They were supposed to work at night. They were supposed to write, to talk, to sell, to communicate, and use the jewel Gemini. Pope Francis has the tail of the dragon in Gemini. He might have maybe, as Gemini was brothers and sisters. The tail is in this sign. Has he got any brothers and sisters? Did he do something very wrong with his brothers and sisters when he was a kid?
Well, he's the fifth child.
Then that's it. Then, yeah. You know, again, I can only channel the information, okay? This is the order of God, which is also my own curse, to read the stars and pop out things that nobody knows.
He taught many subjects as well. He took psychology and theology.
Dual. When you're a dual, you have you're like me. You know, I got two dogs. I got two rifles. I've got two guns. I've got two of everything. I speak two or four languages. I'm dual. I have two lives in one. I didn't even look my age. I'm 63. I didn't even look.
Do you want to know what he said his ultimate goal is? One of his ultimate goals is to rebuild the church.
Well,
entirely.
I tell you what. That's going to be, you know, the essence of Christianity is actually based in Europe, not in Latino country. But, you know, all the people that you have, the 2 million people whatsoever that were waiting for the white smoke, are not exactly directly related to Einstein, okay? So most of the people out there they're not curious enough. It's just the way they are. They have a very low UCI. They vibrate at a very low level. They're perfect candidates to have their spirit hijacked because everything was built upon manipulation, deception, and lies. So they're victims. They are victims of the Illuminati. They don't have enough common sense. You just have to say the word God or the word Jesus and hell, and that's it. And you lead these people like donkeys, okay? And sudden enough, donkeys don't necessarily change their mind very easily, and that's what the problem is. And then if you guys are listening to Dr. Churi right now, okay, it's because obviously you're ready for something else. You're willing to upgrade your vibration and become a smarter human being and realize that God did not create all these churches, all this Vatican, and Jesus 2,000 years ago didn't think that his legacy was going to be the Vatican, for God's sake. And then the actual work of the three wise men, which was cosmic in nature, is not to be found anywhere else than in the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Let's not play dumb.
Well, yeah.
I mean, when they told the Benedict he was going to resign, this guy knew he was coming in next in line.
Of course. Benedict didn't have the right stars. He was out there. He was completely gone. He was meant to be a very unlucky pope. He's like the royal family, Prince William and his wife.
And Kate Middleton. Yeah.
Both of these kids have the tail of the dragon in Capricorn. And England is ruled by Capricorn, the snob, classical music, anything to do with the hierarchy, the Queen of England. Now, those kids, both of them, have the tail of the dragon in Capricorn. Look what happened. Do you think they are bringing good publicity to the hierarchy, to the British royalty? No, this is just the beginning. Those two kids are there to destroy the monarchy, as much as this pope, the ex-pope, the one that was just removed, the damage is done. That's why they picked a pope where they know they can survive with the moronic people that make the mass of Argentinas, the mass of Latino people who don't necessarily have the education, who have been poisoned for generation after generation. And you know what? The sad, the very, very sad reality is the majority of all these Latino people are the very, very disappeared civilization that was destroyed by the cetera bull of the Pope. And the power of the Pope came all the way to Canada, which used to be French, okay, to South America, the Spanish and the Portuguese are the legacy of all these people in Argentina, all the Latino people are the true legacy of all the disappeared civilization that was exterminated by the Church Inc. And they're going back to their sources because these people, not having the education, born Neptunian in the core, are easily manipulated. Now, this Pope has Uranus in the sign of Taurus, in the sixth house of work. Unlike the other Pope, this Pope, even though that is not exactly the public energy that anybody would hope for with the tail of the dragon in the seventh house, there is a lot of high-tech or technology involving this Pope. The brilliant mind of the Church Inc. are wondering on how to, you know, keep the hierarchy working through technology. That's why they brought the Pope, the old Pope, but he was too gone. He didn't have the right stars to deal with technology, and all this moron out there thought they were talking to the Pope when he was on Twitter. This is amazing that people, you'd have to pay me $1 million to be that stupid, honestly. But, you know, this is the way it is. So let's look forward now. As far as his health problem is concerned, I see a lot of problem on his respiratory system. And in fact, I'm moving in 2014. In 2014, this Pope, 2014, 2015, 2016, that's where something kind of incredible could take place as far as his health is concerned. But between now and then, again, there are a lot of things that are taking place. The age of Pisces is not going to quit that easily. They are working overtime trying to keep the human spirit gelled and to keep the money coming. The Illuminati are very, very smart, very, very smart, and they know exactly where to go in order to keep their business working. Now, let me push forward now, 2014, 16, 18. Basically, let me just channel it right here, right now. We are in 2013. Hold on. 14. 15. Okay, let me do my homework real fast here. Yep, he is going to do a really, really good job because in a few years from today, the tail of the dragon is going to be moving in the sign of Pisces, and this is where I have predicted, of course, the end of religion will start in about 5 to 6 years from now. I can't remember when I channel, but I gave a very specific date if you're a VIP, and if you're not, you want to join, okay? What I'm trying to tell you is when the tail of the dragon moves into the sign of Pisces, I'd say this is where this Pope's going to have some problems health-wise, as I said. And he's also not very lucky in traveling. Remember, Gemini rules anything and everything to do with transportation and communication. Currently, Mercury is retrograde. And when Mercury is retrograde, it does affect all sorts of communication. and it brings the people you haven't seen for a very long time into your life. It also messed up the battery of my hammer yesterday. My battery just died. It could be your washer dryer. It could be your microwave. It could be your computer. When Mercury is retrograde, it's messing up not just technology, but also the weather. And I have to remind you, people, that on the November the 6th, 2012, about a week after Sandy, the election was conducted, this election should have been stopped immediately because much of the electronics that were counting the results of the election of President Obama was completely false. This is why I said to be ready for a big surprise, and it did happen from both parties. Everybody was shocked that day, the winners and the losers. And, of course, I also mentioned that if he were going to be reelected, it's because it would be a rigged election. So President Obama was reelected because a Mercury retrograde messed up the technology, messed up the counting. And there was and any time you have a Mercury retrograde, you have lies, you have duality. So a lot of people from different states, especially Latino people, because the opposite of Gemini is Sagittarius, went and vote and vote and vote and revote again so they could use these great country resources and doing nothing and survive on the hard work of people like you and me. So that's the sad reality. I maintain it. I'm assuring you that this election was completely and entirely rigged. And again, this is because Mercury retrograde was working in favor of President Obama, and that Mercury retrograde took place on his 11th house of wishes and friends. So he got granted his wish.
One thing I got to say real quick to reinforce you on his Gemini dragon's tail, you know, this new pope has only one lung. 76 years old, he's living only with one lung. He had one lung removed.
Oh, I didn't know that. What did you, how did you know that? You see, again, you know, the beauty of channeling, I'm sorry, honey, the beauty of channeling is that God is really speaking through me, literally. Gemini was the lungs. Gemini was the arms, brothers and sisters in communication. When you have the tail in these signs, and I, my mother life, I had no idea. Where did you get that? Where did you hear that?
Based upon research.
Oh, my God. See,
well, the thing is it's not anything that seriously compromises health.
No, right? No, but I mean,
40,000 Americans are living with one lung.
Yes, Joanna, but what I'm trying to say is I did not know, and that's the first thing I mentioned, Gemini rules
the
respiratory system, rules anything to do with brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
The tail is in there. There's something wrong, not with the respiratory system on the physical aspect, on the medical aspect of my work, but also with brothers and sisters. And I wouldn't be surprised if he did something stupid and feel guilty, and that turned him into reaching his soul's purpose in Sagittarius, because Saturn, the fear principle, is in Pisces, and traditional Capricorn stellium did the rest of the job. My gosh, if the online security had this type of wisdom, and if all the psychiatrists and psychologists had this type of wisdom, my gosh, there would be so much money, so much research. Instead, people are spending millions of dollars to find out why lesbians are getting overweight and gay guys don't. This is what Obama has approved, a few million dollars research. Oh, my God!
Well, the other funny thing, too, is 8 years ago, they had said right before they had told him he was going to be coming next in line, is that he was a little bit weak and wasn't tough enough.
Yeah.
So there, it goes to, again, confirm about his being possibly gay.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with being gay. I have nothing against gay people.
No,
think about it, folks. 3/13/13, the day he was elected, at 8/13 Rome time, within one day of the new moon, which is, of course, Pisces, again, the most religious sign of the zodiac. And if there's not anything else funny about this whole thing, the curtains that he stood under sure did spell a certain triangular gesture. Ah, smells a little bit fishy to me. and also the black smoke that was above the Vatican, that was the International Space Station when Pope Francis came out. So think about these things, guys. As I said, there's always going to be a conspiracy of the lies surrounding all subjects.
Well, the beauty is when I wrote my book last year, and I prepared the world for the moon in Pisces, and I said, good news, bad news with the Pope. Anything to do with religion would be coming to the fore. It looks like if Dr. Tree was right, and I was CNN again before CNN, and I don't think this Pope will give you as much information as far as understanding and using the face and the tools of God, especially eating the signs. And that's my gift. That's what I have for you. The point is, you can take the horse to the water, doesn't mean it will drink at the source of cosmic consciousness and the source of true wisdom. You know, the humanity is at that point. Humanity is raising its vibration to the understanding of a different God. A different perception of the divine is taking place through the world of Aquarius. Now, they are working all the time trying to keep the Church Inc. together. That is falling apart. The damage that the old Pope did was too bad. It was too hard. It was too damaging. Even though that everything about the Vatican is kept secret, okay, the black smoke represents subconsciously the true message of evil. The true message of evil that is keeping your entire spirit in darkness by feeding evil, by feeding your fear, by promising you you're going to go to hell if you don't fear God. Well, I stand strong in my wisdom. I stand strong in my conviction that my mission to free you from fear, from ignorance, and reintroduce Jesus' initial ministry and God's true faces from the cosmic cult of addiction somewhere, somehow, sometime will take place.
And I'm right there by your side, folks. I'm right there by your side, honey, because you are, and we are exposing the current affairs of today.
Yep.
Truth hurts, folks.
All right, we come at the end of our show.
Already, at 8 o'clock.
We could go a little bit longer because we were 8 minutes short. So, I don't know. If you want to give me a call, what's the number, Charania? Do you have the number here? Actually, you have a bunch of numbers.
Can get that.
If you want to give me a call and if you have questions about that, we're not going to be talking about your styles. We're not going to be talking about your personal fate here, okay? Because we're paying for the first hour. And if you want me to take care of you for another hour, then you have to, reward Dr. Turing for his wisdom, especially if you like what I'm talking about and if you feel I do have something. So if you feel I'm right with the Pope, you're going to see the future making me right, that's for sure. So basically you can call the toll-free number, get your pen.
888-429-5471 for U.S. and Canada.
888-429-5471. So if you want to talk about something, we just have another 7 minutes to go, and I want to give those to you. If you have any question, if you are a VIP, of course, you can always communicate with me or with other VIPs through the Cosmic Code website, which is growing pretty drastically lately. Last month and a half, we added quite a lot of people. We are well over 6,000 now, which is a good sign. Of course, what is 6,000 advanced spiritual human being compared to the billions of people who are cosmic and conscious over there and scared to death to end up in hell or to be punished by a mighty God. My gosh, there were even a lottery, I believe. There was even a lottery that would reward somebody who would pick the Pope. Now, who do you think had this idea? And where do you think the millions of dollars of this lottery went to? To the secret bank, the Swiss bank, which is controlled by the Vatican, and that's why the Vatican owns the Swiss Guard. They own their trillions of dollars that have been stolen, the gold, the artifact, the wisdom of people, people even like me. Their supreme wisdom was confiscated, and they all end up in fire on the stake. Not so much for the Church Inc., people. I tell you what. I know if you're listening to this show and still listening to this show and took the hit and agreed with me all along, is because you have yourself suffered probably a bad experience, or you heard of somebody suffering a bad experiences, or maybe you're just too smart, like Dr. Turing. Because as far as I remember, the first time I walked into a church, You know, it was a school thing. We had to go Thursday afternoon. We had to go to church, and that was the first time. I was just a little baby. And they opened those big, huge gates. And the first thing I saw in front of me is this man on a cross with blood pouring out of his heart. Oh, my gosh. I ran out of that place, and I said, that is evil. Then the priest brought me back in. He had no teeth, and he used to stink like smell. He used to drink so much, no teeth, and he stink wine. And he was telling me that I was going to go to hell if I was not going back in. And I said, F you, I ain't going to go back there. That this is not good. I felt, and I was such a kid, I felt he was so wrong. I felt that, you know, this is not something that I want to deal with. I mean, and you have millions of people carrying a cross around their neck. Why don't they carry a guillotine? Why don't they carry a gun or a machine gun around their neck? You're talking about carrying a tool of death. You know where the cross come from? Let me tell you where the cross come from. The cross come from Spartacus. Spartacus was a slave. And Caesar says, go and grab everybody out there, okay, because they were in the mountain, they had no food. And then I want you to bring at least 2,000 of those slaves in Spartacus alive. And you know what he did? He says, I'm going to show all the people who I am and how I control this city, Rome. So every single Rome, every single road to lead to Rome, I want you to build a cross, and I want you to put a slave on that cross. And this is how the cross actually took place. This is how it was came to be. And this is how Jesus and a bunch of other people that was bad, that were against the Roman political system, end up. So why would you carry around your neck an instrument of death? Don't you think it's better to have a beautiful pearl, to have a beautiful piece of gold, to have a something that means light on life instead of having, you know, the representation of death? Deception, illusion, manipulation, a dead guy on a cross, Jesus on a cross. That is not a symbol of light. This is not a symbol of progression. This is not an energy that's going to give you anything but fears and negativity. Like attract like, just be aware of.
There's always going to be someone trying to teach another way, and there's false prophets, you know, out there every single day. Evil does have its hour, and God has his day.
Exactly. Now, again, I repeat myself, this does not mean Terania and I do not believe in God, do not believe in Jesus the Savior, do not believe in guardian angels and everything else, okay? We just do not agree with the illuminating, manipulating the cosmic message of Jesus trying to introduce humanity to our Father in the heavens, to the cosmic code, to the 12 apostles' essence, the 12 signs of the zodiac that make the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 sins, the 12 jury in the year 2012. Well, we come to the end. Everybody, one more time. Thank you very much for listening to the show and Dr. Turi.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And
good night.
You know the drill.
Now it's time for me to go in a hot tub and have a good glass of wine and relax under the stars. Good night, everybody.
It's time to eat. Good night. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches, amigo. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.